Hello, welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's such a great blessing to be with you once again this morning, and I'm so glad that you are still listening to the God's Word, and God's Word is working in you, causing you to produce results, and causing you to think differently about yourself. We're also talking about kings and priests. You're a king, you're a priest. You're not ordinary. You're a carrier of God's presence, like I said yesterday. I'm a carrier of God's presence, and by me, the glory of God is shown and seen all around the world. Hallelujah. So wherever you find yourself, that is where God is. If you are looking for God's address, you are God's address. Hallelujah. That's wonderful to know, you know. But there's something more. There's more, you know, more beautiful things that are in the scriptures concerning this particular fact, concerning our priesthood. And I want to read from John chapter 15, I'm reading from verse 16. A remarkable scripture, a scripture that I've loved for so many years. He says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you." You see, he says, "You have not chosen me." We didn't have enough sense to choose him, you know, but he chose us. We didn't go looking for him, but he came looking for us. This is love. The fact that God came looking for you. So God is not waiting for you to look for him. He is looking for you. He's more interested in you than you are of him. He's interested in your success, in your increase than you are. You see, he's more ambitious about your success than you are. That's what God is interested in. He's interested in you so much. He says, "You have not chosen me." This is Jesus talking. He says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. I have chosen you and ordained you." You know, priests are ordained. They are ordained by God. See, so I've ordained you. In other words, I've set you in a course that you should go and bring forth fruits. Hallelujah. That's wonderful. It means that you've been ordained to bring forth fruits, to produce results on every side of your life. In your academics, in your business, in your ministry, in your job, every single thing that you're doing. This, I've ordained that you should go and bring forth fruits. Especially in soul winning. You know, he was talking about soul winning, really. You see, since I've chosen and ordained you, I've set you on a course for you to produce fruits, and that your fruit should remain. Not only should you win souls and get people born again, but that they should remain in the kingdom of God and to increase in the kingdom of God, so that on that day you can show them to God. Hallelujah. Then it says that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. In other words, that's prayer, right? Every priest prays. The priestly ministry has to do with the ministry of praying most of the time. It says that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. So you've been ordained by God to receive answers to your prayer. Every single prayer that you pray, you've been ordained by God. That is who you have become. You see, so you must learn to believe in your prayer. When you're praying, believe in what you're saying and believe that what you're saying is working. I believe in my prayer so strongly. I pray for you. That is why I know that the Lord of God is having influence on your life. The word that we share with you is having so much influence and changing so many things around you and causing you to produce results on every side. I believe in my prayer because when I pray, I know I've been ordained by God to receive answers to my prayer. So I'm sure. I know that I'm praying to a living God, a powerful God. I'm a powerful person. I've been made a king. You know, I'm a powerful person praying to a powerful God. You know, and that powerful God will give me a powerful answer. Hallelujah. If you read in 1 John chapter 5, very interesting scripture, 1 John chapter 5 verse 14, it says, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And we know that he heareth us. Whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him." This is the attitude to keep. So when you ask for something from God, don't behave as though he's not heard. He says, this is the confidence. Be confident about your prayer. Believe in your prayer. Be so confident about what you have asked for. You know? He says, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will," what is his will? His will is his word, what he has revealed to you. He heareth us. He says he can hear you. And if you know that he hears you, whatever we ask, he says, we know that we have the petitions we have desired of him. So believe in your prayer, because you've been ordained by God to receive answers to your prayer. That is who you have become. I'm a priest in this earth. And when I pray in the name of Jesus, I get answers in the name of the Lord Jesus. That is my life. That is why I pray. I pray because I get results. I pray because I get results. So believe in your prayer. I believe in my prayer. I believe in my prayer so strongly. Believe in your prayer today. Because you're a priest. You've been ordained by God. Sent by God, commissioned by God himself to receive answers to your prayer and to bear fruit, to produce results in your prayer, for your prayer to produce results, lasting changes. When I pray for someone, I know that a lasting change has occurred in that person's life. Hallelujah. Be confident in your prayer. Believe in your prayer because you're a priest. God has made you so. I love you very much. I'll see you again until then. God bless you. Bye-bye.